While everyone else is celebrating the holidays, someone will have to be on duty watching for cybersecurity threats. 2016 won't bring the end of cyber threats, but it will see morphing along with the best ways to deal. Amit Yoran has been following the cyber threat for decades. Now the president of RSA, he joins me for a look at the cybersecurity trends, part of the Federal Drive look ahead to 2016. Amit, good to have you on.
Tom, great to speak with you.
All right, so you have laid out what you think are the big strategic, I guess, or the disruptions that are coming to the cybersecurity threat, you could almost call it a marketplace, in 2016. What do you see as the biggest change for CISOs and people like that to watch out for?
Yeah, very much is a marketplace, a very active marketplace, as many of you have no doubt noted. You know, I think there's a number of key trends that we think are going to affect cybersecurity and the cybersecurity professionals going into 2016. One key shift is in the changing nature of the threat and what that means for those trying to defend and protect networks. As we see the threats evolving, things like hacktivism playing a more prominent role. And what does that mean? And how does that change how you go about defending yourself, right? It's no longer just about protecting the state secrets and the transaction systems. You have a much broader set of data to concern yourself with, to worry about defending the broader IT landscape. And so how we go about doing risk management has to evolve in order to adjust for the evolution of this type of threat.
Now, when you came into the still brand new Homeland Security Department, must be 10, 12 years ago now, things were quite different. I think one of the big differences is the attacks on SCADA systems, industrial control systems. And just now there's a report that's just making the rounds now that Iran was able to get into the control system for a dam in New York State that could have caused flooding.
Yeah,
so
I saw.
Are we going to see more of that?
Absolutely. If you look at the sort of key, the five key trends that I'm trying to highlight and raise awareness of going into 2016, I think, the inevitable conclusion that we're going to see large-scale compromise of industrial control systems. And what does that mean? So we have the isolated instance or the report of a, seemingly isolated instance, in the news just over the last day or two. From this incident up in New York. But I think it's a growing trend, the realization that these are, in fact, computer systems. And in many cases, they're very limited in how we can patch and protect them because these computer systems are designed, for very specific things. And oftentimes, patching them, updating them, is not only a dangerous thing from a control system perspective, but it also might void manufacturer warranties and things like that. So I think there's a very significant concern around control system security. And I think going forward, we're going to see a lot more problem in this area before we see, solutions.
And so as federal agencies share threat information with industry and industry with them and with one another, this is all finally enabled legally. That means that this would be a ripe area for a lot of sharing, I would think.
I think this is a key area for sharing, but it's a very sensitive one because, what can you share that doesn't cause, further expansion of, known vulnerabilities and problems, because you certainly don't want to go around marketing those. There's also a challenge in how the government, classifies some of these threats and vulnerabilities. I mean, to make sure, because frequently in a lot of these control system vendors in a lot of these utilities, you don't have cleared personnel with their fingers on the keyboard. So how you go about sharing that information is much more complicated than it might seem at the outset.
And something else you commented on that I've heard a couple of federal CIOs say, and that is they're trying to reduce their attack surfaces. What is meant by that term, attack surface? And I guess the smaller it is, the better. So how can you shrink it once you identify it?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So attack surface, broadly speaking, is what your profile, what your IT profile looks like, and what somebody on the outside or even on the inside might have access to, might be able to see, because that entire surface area, your profile, is subject to attack. So how do you minimize your visibility? How do you minimize the direction and the attack vectors which bad guys might use to go after your agency or after your organization.
So one way to do that might be to shut down underutilized assets, maybe, and do some consolidation.
Yeah, absolutely. Shut down underutilized assets, minimize the amount of compute that is accessible from the outside, minimize the diversity of compute platforms, the software and other systems which are visible and accessible from the outside, because ultimately those become potential points of compromise.
We're speaking with Amit Yoran. He is the president of RSA. And you mentioned that you expect a shakeout in the cybersecurity industry in 2016. Now, a lot of federal agencies are investing in tools from a variety of vendors. So it seems like you need to be careful of what tools you invest in. What's causing the shakeout for a market that seems to be exploding?
Well, the market has been exploding for a number of years, and I think that's part of the key to the upcoming shakeout. We've seen every idea, every possible concept in security receiving a tremendous amount of funding from venture capitalists and other sources that are looking to make a quick profit in the security space while it's so hot. And I think as a result, you have a lot of innovation, which is great, but you also have a lot of companies which have been funded, a lot of technologies which are now on the market, which aren't and don't have the ability to become self-sustaining from a company perspective, from a corporate perspective. And so, at some point, these technologies end up either washing out, going out of business, or becoming acquired and becoming features of broader security platforms and architectures. The current level of funding, I think, is not sustainable. It is a little bit of a security bubble, if you will.
So the funding chases the prefix cyber the way it chased the prefix E a few years ago.
I think that's a great way to describe it.
And so how can you tell, from a buying standpoint, what are the signs that a supplier might be shaky?
Well, I think there's a number of ways to do that. I think the first question that we have to ask ourselves isn't necessarily about the companies themselves, but more about the point products. Right? Are these really standalone products? Can this thing survive in the market on its own? Does it have the momentum of the industry behind it? Or is it something that's really sort of a standalone? It might be really neat as a gizmo, but it's a standalone feature that doesn't necessarily represent a solution. Because I think these types of point products the number of point products is not sustainable as a market. So I think that's the sort of first question we ask. And then the second is about the sort of market momentum, the sources of funding, and whether these companies are sustainable or not.
And so getting back to the functional area here, looking at the landscape, what's your best advice for chief information security officers, CIOs, going into 2016? Where should they have their antenna most carefully tuned?
I think the constant answer here is still in understanding your organization's mission and risk managing appropriately. And for some CIOs and some chief information security officers, it's going to be about the sort of changing attack surface and the evolution of threats and how we don't just protect against a piece of malware or zero-day exploit, but how do we protect against a focused and sophisticated adversary? I think for other CIOs where information is a critical part of the business itself, where it may drive control systems, it may mix chemicals, it may dictate how various alloys are produced, I think that type of CIO and business is going to understand the concept of data manipulation at a much deeper level. In the past, we've seen a lot of attacks to access confidential information, and I think we're entering a new era where we're going to see data actively being manipulated so as to cause different sorts of decisions to be made, which could be much more harmful.
Amit Yoran is president of RSA. Thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, it was great speaking with you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.